They are servants of God. There's another category of people. They fall under the category of Ahimas. In 2 Samuel chapter 18, the story of Ahimas is there. Let's read it. Absalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 18. David's son, that renegade son, in a battle led by Joab, he was killed. Now David is at home. Who will take the message to David? Hallelujah. Who will take the message? Who will take the message? Joab, the general that led that battle. It's now time. He's looking for who he will send. Verse 19. 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 19. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, let me now run and bear the king tidings, how that the Lord has avenged him of his enemies. And Joab said unto him, thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. Today's message is not for you. Tomorrow your ministry can start. Your ministry cannot start now. But this day thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. You will not know how to give that message. They said Joab to Cushi. Cushi is another person now to deliver the message. Go tell the king what thou hast seen. And Cushi bowed himself unto Joab and ran. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab. Joab had told him, you cannot go. But he saw Cushi going. Then he's now coming again to Joab. Hey, me too. He said, but however, let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushi. And Joab said, wherefore will thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready? But howsoever, said he, let me run. And he said unto him, oh yeah, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain, and even overran Cushi. I have preached that message here before. I titled it, Running Without a Message. You can get the tape. Running without a message. There are ministers that are running in the ministry without a message. And you read the rest of the story. He ran and overtook Cushi. And when he arrived, David said, let's read it. No, okay, verse 24. And David sat between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate onto the wall, and lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man running alone. And the watchman cried and told the king, and the king said, if he be alone, there is tidings in his mouth. And he came apace and drew near, and the watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called unto the porter and said, behold, another man running alone. And the king said, he also bringeth tidings. And the watchman said, me thinketh the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz. So there is a particular way he runs, the son of Zadok. And the king said, oh, he's a good man, and cometh with good tidings. And Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, all is well. Is that not the message they preach everywhere? Is that not the message they preach everywhere? Watch the television. Every message, especially these Pentecostal preachers, is all is well. Tomorrow your enemies will die. Tomorrow you are going to be a millionaire. God told me to tell you, every Goliath in your life will die today. God told me to tell you, tomorrow you will be in your husband's house. God told me to tell you, you are overtaking your enemies. All is well. That's all they have to say. No other message. You shall prosper. Everything is, all is well. Let me read it again. And he must call and said unto the king, all is well. And he fell down to the earth upon the face before the king and said, blessed be the Lord thy God, which hath delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against my lord the king. And the king said, is the young man Absalom safe? And Ahimaaz answered, listen to his answer. When Joab sent the king's servant and me thy servant, did Joab send him? I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was. So what was all that run you were running? You only saw confusion. Then you say, send me. What exactly happened? You know nothing about it. Running without a message. There are people that have heard the story of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross on Calvary, but the meaning of that death, they don't know it. And yet, they are preachers. You see? You know that something happened on the day of Pentecost. But what happened in the room there, you know nothing. All you know is that some people came out and they were speaking in tongues. Therefore, everybody stand up, begin to speak in tongues. Stand up and begin to speak in tongues. Why are they speaking in tongues? Is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. They do not know that they only speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They didn't know what happened. They only see people speaking in tongues. False preachers. Ahimaaz running without a message. Who was sent? God sent a message. But before this message could come to the church, Azusa Street revival has started. And people were there enjoying the fire. What is the message following that fire? Nothing. The person with the message was at the back coming. That man, William Marion Braham. You see? They have been running. As servants of God, what is the message? No message. Why? Cushi is still at the back coming. And finally, William Braham appeared with a message. Praise the Lord. The only true servants of God in this age are those who have come with the message. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, he's sounding a message. The mystery of God should be finished as he has revealed to his servant the prophet. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so every pastor that is preaching, every minister, every GO, the first thing you should ask is, what is the message? Exodus chapter 4. Moses was sent to go to Pharaoh with a message. Moses was sent to go to Pharaoh with a message. What was the message? Pharaoh, let my people go. That is the message. That is the message. One message only. Pharaoh, let my people go. Pharaoh, let my people go. But Moses told God, they will not believe me that you are the one that sent me. He said, what sign? They will ask me to show them sign that you are the one that sent me. He said, what are you holding in your hand? No. He said, put your hand in your bosom. He put his hand there. Bring it out. He brought it out. What happened to the hand? It became leprous. He said, put it back again. He put it. Bring it out. He brought it out. What happened to the hand? It returned normal. He said, you are holding a stick. Bring that stick. He said, throw it down. He threw the stick down. What happened to the stick? Are we together? When they read Bible now, he threw it down. What did it become? Became a serpent, a snake. He said, pick it up again. He picked it up. It became a stick again. And the voice of the Lord spoke. If they will not believe the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the second sign. The emphasis is not the sign. It is what? The voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Church, listen. God did not... I can say this and just close. God did not send Moses to go and turn sticks to snakes in Egypt. What was the ministry? The ministry was to go with a message. Let my people go. But so that they will know that he is from God, he gave him a sign. A sign that everybody will see and believe his message. Amen. No, you don't know why I'm saying this. No man of God has been given a ministry to be healing people. No man of God is given a ministry to be seeing visions for people. No ministry is raised up to be doing deliverance. No ministry has been raised up as a prayer ministry. No ministry. There is only one ministry in the Bible. What is the ministry? The ministry of reconciliation. To reconcile souls back to their maker. But how will they believe when I tell them there is a hellfire if you don't repent? How will they believe? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How will they believe that truly this entire message we are preaching in Brother Assembly is the truth? How will they believe that God is with us and we are telling them what we preach is the truth? He raised up gifts here. He raised up prophets here. He raised up healing, deliverance ministers here among us. So, you are going to a Brother Assembly, they will tell you, go there, there are prophets. But this is not a ministry to be seeing vision. The reason God gave us that is to make you believe the message that we are giving you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, every ministry that stands and builds itself around a gift is wrong. You'll be there doing healing and deliverance, healing and deliverance, and they know nothing concerning God's process for redemption. Nothing beyond that. Nothing beyond that. As a false ministry, the voice is the emphasis. That voice is the message. What you are preaching, and what you are preaching, God did not send us to begin to preach prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. No! They are children's food. Healing is children's food. Deliverance is children's food. What did I say? Children's food. You have to be a child first before it can be your food. It's automatic. Healing is automatic for every child of God. Deliverance is automatic for every child of God. For every daughter of God, there is a husband for you somewhere. It's compulsory. It is called the birthright. It's your birthright. If you are born again, there are rights that go with it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm saying this so that you will identify who a servant of God is. You say, oh, he's a powerful man of God. Because, ha, come and see. Kuro kuro like this, under my eye, fibroid, fall down, blah. Kai. If you do like this, you go fall. If you do like this, you go stand up again. The man is anointed. If he said, take it, blah, everybody will fall down. Hey, that man is a powerful man of God. And I said, it is because you don't know the meaning of power of God. Who is a powerful man of God? Because you don't know. The anointing that makes you fall down is a small anointing. It's just a breeze of the Holy Ghost. The anointing that cripple will rise and walk is a small anointing. The anointing that will raise a dead man to come back to life is a small anointing. Very small, very small. Because you don't know the greatest power that exists on earth. The greatest power that any man of God can have is because you don't know it. The greatest power that any man of God can have is the power that he has to speak to a sinner and transform a sinner to a saint. That is the greatest power. That is the greatest power. That's the greatest power. That's the greatest power. People don't know it. That's the greatest power. The cripples can rise. Today, tomorrow, get another accident. The thing cripple again. The dead can come back to life. After some years, he will still die again. You see? Hallelujah. But my Bible tells me in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, it says, grieve not the Holy Ghost. Whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The power that can make you live eternally, that follows you to your grave. Grave could not hold him captive. Grave cannot hold you captive. He said, if the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, Romans 8 verse 11, dwells in you. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. The things I used to do, I do them now. That is the testimony of a Christian. And church, it's not everywhere you can have that power. That power came in the house of Cornelius while Peter yet spake. The Holy Ghost came down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The power of transformation. He said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The most powerful man of God is the man under whose ministry you receive Christ. The man under whose ministry you receive the Holy Ghost. The man under whose ministry you receive that transforming power from a sinner to a saint.